You're overreacting.
It's been almost an hour, Ollie. Something is definitely wrong. Oh, sorry, darling.
You're stressing him out. You're the one that wanted the screening, Rach.
Yes. To make sure he wasn't going to have some genetic disorder we needed thousands of pounds to treat every year.
What if he does?
Don't say that.
What if he does, Rachel? We just give him up then.
You know that's not what I mean. I just want to be prepared.
It's a baby, Rach. We're never going to be prepared for everything.
We can try. And anyway, it's not like... Hi, Doctor. Hi.
Sorry about the delay. Please, take a seat. So, the screening has come back and, well, the good news is there's no genetic health conditions present. Except maybe an aversion to coriander.
There you go. Told you. Thank you, Doctor.
What's the bad news?
Rachel, he just said
He said there's the good news. So there's bad news?
Yes. As you know, Spark Labs has been in genetic testing for over 30 years and are considered the best in the field. I'm not sure how much you read up on us, but we're the faculty that discovered a genetic variation that indicated malicious intent called monoamine oxidase C.
Malicious intent? What does that mean? Our child's going to be aggressive or...
It's a specific type of malicious intent, not violence per se.
Oh.
What?
MOC. You really think he's going to...
Can someone enlighten me, please?
Yes, well, I mean, there's no easy way to say this. Might I add, this is no reflection on yourselves as people. It's simply a matter of what the test shows. It is in no way Spark Lab's intention to cause distress or...
Yep, we've got all that. What is MOC?
MOC, genetic variation, is an indication of, well, paedophilic intent.
You're having a laugh. You're saying our child is going to be a paedophile. I've never... That's ridiculous.
Well, it's not an exact confirmation. But there have been multiple studies demonstrating the link of this gene variety in hundreds of cases of child molesters.
How could you know our child, who, by the way, is still a child, how could you possibly know what he's going to be when he grows up?
I have the information pack here for you.
No, this is ludicrous. Rachel, let's go.
Sit down.
Rachel... This is some scam. There's no way...
Can I just hear him out, please?
Hear out what, Rachel? Some insane hypothesis, some guy in a lab conjured up to make a quick profit.
Ollie, we are staying to hear him out. I need to know where to go from a diagnosis like this. MOC is not something we can just walk away from.
You knew. You knew they'd be testing for this crap.
Of course I knew. I actually researched the company about to run genetic tests on our son, shockingly. I didn't think...
I can't believe this. So all that crap about caring about his health and unexplained conditions was what? To get me to sign a cheque?
Oh, you're so right, Ollie. How could I possibly have asked the father of my son to support me in paying for his medical needs?
Needs? None of us need this diagnosis. This is just a mess. You've made a right mess. Rachel.
It does come as a shock for many families.
A shock? This is bloody ridiculous, mate. Rachel, come on. We'll discuss this at home. I'm not having an argument
here. Before you leave, I do have to let you know about the treatment course available for your son's condition.
Treatment? This isn't some disease. You just called my kid a
pedophile. Can we just listen to him, Ollie?
It is mandatory that you read and sign these forms. Thank you. So, there isn't any medication available for the condition as yet.
Condition.
But we do recommend therapies, Lots of socialisation in their early years and antidepressants in their adolescent period.
And do we get those through you? Or?
Of course. Sparks provides all the treatment and support you might need during this difficult time.
For an extra cost, I'm guessing.
The fees are not included in your original package, no.
But I called in and asked for an upgrade.
Sorry? You what?
Oh, right. Let me just... It might not have been processed yet. I'll check up on that.
Rachel, why would you have called in for...
Now, moving on to yourselves, it's also mandatory that all newborns found to have monoamine oxidase C must have their parents tested for the same condition.
Sorry? Now you're testing everyone for nonce genes?
It is mandatory.
You know what? Whatever. Test me. What do you need? Shall I spit in this cup or piss in it?
Ollie.
Come on, Rach. Open up. Need to get this pedo swab in there.
No. No, we don't want to be tested. Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, after all that research, you don't want to get involved in the action, Rach.
Ollie, will you just shut up a minute? This is a genetic disease, as in inherited, as in one of us has this gene. Do you really want to know who it is?
Who cares? The guy said it's an indication, not confirmation, so who cares which one of us has it?
You wouldn't see me differently if you knew my genes might make me want to hurt kids.
No, I love you. Would it make you see me differently? Of course it would. Same way you'd see our child differently if it had some genetic disease you couldn't control.
Well, he does. So yell at me all you want, because he could have been some rampant sex offender without this. Without me.
So could one of us. But we weren't. We aren't. So let's just get the damn test and get out of here.
You think it's me.
What?
That's why you're so keen for this genetic testing. You're convinced I'm the one with the paedophile gene.
Monoamine oxidase.
What makes you so sure you've not got the nonce tendencies? You were certainly checking out my sister enough when we first started dating.
Oh, Rachel, stop that. Not this again. I was not checking out your sister. And anyway, she was 19 when we met.
Oh, good. You took note she was of legal age then.
Don't flip this on me. You're the one so convinced this testing is absolutely essential. Maybe you're suspicious of something in your genetics.
That is not true.
You're always gushing over that Tommy, hold, whatever. And he looks like a goddamn child.
Perhaps I should leave you two.
I do not gush over him, and he is 28 years old.
Well, would you still love him if he had this nonce gene, hmm? Is he good-looking enough or talented enough that you could look past it?
Don't be stupid.
Because he didn't marry you, Rachel. I did. No matter what your genetic code was, I married you. And even if you had this stupid gene, I would stay. Wouldn't you?
I just don't think we should get the test. I don't think it'll be good for us to know.
Well, that answers that question then.
I'm just going to leave these forms here. I'll be right outside when you're ready.